Psalm 89, 9 through 18, that's our psalm today as we continue our study through the book of Psalms. This is a psalm of Asaph. Do to them as you did to Midian. Asaph is praying that God take care of Israel's enemies. Do to them as you did to Midian, as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the river of Kishon, who perished at Endor and became like dung on the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, and their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, "Let us take possessions of the pasture lands of God." Make them like tumbleweed, my God, like chaff before the wind. As fire consumes the forest or a flame sets the mountains ablaze, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Cover their faces with shame, Lord, so that they will seek your name. May they ever be ashamed and dismayed. May they perish in disgrace. Let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. The goal, well, it was complete destruction. The time frame, as soon as possible. How? By any and all means of force. The enemies of Israel were on their way. They were coming to wipe the nation off the map, to make the people a chapter in history. They were intent on taking the pasture lands of God for their own. We have an enemy with the same intentions. Satan's goal is total destruction. There's nothing better for his cause than for others to see a believer in a ditch. His time frame is as soon as possible. He wants us out of the picture. He will use anything and everything to destroy us. Sexual sin, a failed marriage, questionable business practices, hypocrisy, pretense, our own personal sin of weakness. Our prayer must be as desperate as the psalmist's. We are no match for Satan on our own. We can resist him only through the power of God. So let's make the psalmist prayer our own. Father, the enemy is hot on my trail. Please cover his face with shame so that I can continue to seek your name. May Satan be disgraced. Let him know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.